You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My dad is a drunk and has issues. I don't know how to handle Christmas with him. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words. God didn't tell me I was unwanted. Those were your words. Those were your words.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Happy holidays.
And Jet Brewer.
That doesn't sound very Christian, Fitzgerald.
Well, it's also rarely the case that I'm happy when it's the holidays.
Well, there's that.
So you may have noted a bit of extreme sarcasm in that, and so there was. And we're going to answer a holiday question. It's a very Bridge Loud holiday question. They came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to send in your questions. This week's question says, my dad is a drunk and has issues. I don't know how to handle Christmas with him. What do I do? Now, Glenn, the people may have picked up that you do not see this as the most wonderful time of the year.
That's right.
Part of that is because pretty much everyone you know or work with is dealing with their family nonsense.
That's right.
It's kind of universal.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as listeners of this show know, we have a day job where we work with people coming out of jail stuff, out of addiction, and help them find church homes and help them find a new life. And the reality is, holiday time is the roughest, toughest, most brutal time of year for us, because all of this stuff kind of starts to compile itself and land on our front door. And so that's a way of saying you're not alone in this. In fact, everybody on this podcast, we have family issues with our own family.
Yeah.
So if you feel like, oh, I'm like the little kid that's looking in the window with the fingerless gloves at the people inside who are doing great, and you're the one on the outside doing
just
poorly.
All eating a giant roast dinner of family cord.
Yeah. That's That's not how it goes.
Nope.
We've all got our struggles.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And Jed, a lot of the stuff we deal with and the people we work with deal with around the holidays is based on just having to be in rooms with their families.
Yeah, it turns out if you take people who are going through a rough time and, as our question asker put it, have issues, and you just force them to be in the same room, problems are going to happen. It's just a happy Christmas miracle is what it is. And we're sorry for what you're dealing with. As Glenn said, you're not alone. We all know that terrain personally, including the addiction side of it. And the truth is that most people face really uncool family dynamics at the holidays. And, you know, a lot of people actually face stuff that's unhealthy, sometimes that's even dangerous, where we need to navigate it very carefully. We need to think through what this is going to be and how it's going to work and what's smart, sometimes even what's safe. Again, Matt, you rightly point out, there's a lot of pressure at the holidays. We all got to be together. We all got to be sandwiched in the same room. The question I think that we really want to ask, you asked, what do you do? If we want to figure out what to do, the question we need to start with is, what are our goals? In almost any situation, when we're not quite sure what to do, we get our best wisdom when we work backwards from, where do we want all this to land? What's the outcome that we want to see? What's the goal that we want to achieve? And that applies here, too. It may not feel very Christmassy to say, let's figure out the kind of outcome we want to work backwards from it, but that's actually what we need to do here. So let's ask, what are our goals?
A great question, one we'll look at more when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
If you're here on The Bridge Loud, my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
If you tell me to have a holly jolly Christmas, I will kick you in the shins.
That's not very Christmassy, but it is true.
Yes.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
That was literally the exact song I had in my head.
Thank you. That's just don't.
Yeah.
That song, please.
We are continuing to answer a not very holly jolly question, but it is a question that comes from thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my dad is a drunk and has issues. I don't know how to handle Christmas with him what do I do? And Glenn, we closed out last time we went out with Jeff talking about the idea of having goals for holiday interactions. I think it's very smart. I think it's also something we may not think of. Right. You talked about the outcomes going on to that. I think when people think of Christmas stuff, they think of just the, you know, the outcome being we're all, you know, kind of laughing joyously and wearing sweaters and drinking nogs of different sort.
Right.
That's not really the kind of goals we're talking about. We're talking about actual concrete things. We talk about setting a goal for a holiday interaction. What are we actually talking about?
Well, I think that's a great way to start looking at this, because in a funny kind of way, we have weird expectations around holidays that are kind of, well, they're just insane.
I mean, it's a Wonderful Life lied to you.
Yeah, we're going to take all of these people who are all dysfunctional in their own right. We're going to put them all in a room together, compressed in together, and then it'll be great. You know, how does that even work? I mean, it's a nutty idea in the first place, and it's not thought out. It's not like, you know, you get the chalkboard and the thing, or like the thing with the pins and the red string, and it all connects. Man, this is how we're going to have the best family possible. Put a giant dog pile of dysfunctional people together, and we're all going to start loving each other. So we had to look at managed expectations. We're starting from disaster. Okay, how can we achieve something where we can set things up to succeed, where we can have some sort of interaction here where we can hope to accomplish something positive?
Yeah, I think that's a very important point. And Jed, we look at what we want out of these things, and that's a good thing to set. But then part of the goal thing, I think, is looking at healthy ways to actually achieve that. As Glenn says, we need more strategy other than, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, you have to.
You have to.
Okay, well, look, realistically, there are probably two things that we could be shooting for on being around family members at the holidays. One thing is making sure that they know that we love them. That's one possible goal. We want to communicate love from us to them. All right, nothing wrong with that. Another possible goal is that we would receive love and affection. Our family members would, to use a phrase, pour into our lives and build us up and give us love and encouragement and affection. Nothing wrong with either of those goals. They're both great ideas. May or may not be realistic, depending on your family situation. But if we look at those goals, now we can ask the next super important question, which is, what's a healthy way to achieve that goal, right? Just putting everybody, as Glenn put it, in a big dog pile in the same room, probably not the healthy way to achieve that. So what would be? If it's about the transference and communication of love, what's a healthy way to achieve that goal?
It's a fantastic question. We'll look at it when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
The lyrics to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer proves that reindeers are jerks, and therefore I hate Christmas.
Well, that's just science. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Glenn, would it make you feel better if we went out and got a reindeer sausage after this?
It would be awesome.
Let's do it.
It's a town in which that is possible. We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my dad is a drunk and has issues. I don't know how to handle Christmas with him. What do I do? And Glenn, we closed the last segment off with Jed giving us the very good couple of goals for holiday interaction. And one would be to communicate love to our family members. The other would... fairly reasonable goal would be to receive some form of that love being communicated. But I think one of the things when we're dealing with a particularly unhealthy family member is to maybe realize that that second one is not as possible. We may need to focus on the first, right?
Absolutely right. I mean, when you go to the store, you know, you get like a piece of cheese and it says sell by this date.
You know?
Cheese has a sell by date. Relatives have a get out of this room by this point date. You know, if you're talking about a drunk,
sure,
you can literally count
best by 7 p.m.
That's right. You can just draw a little mark on the bottle when it gets to that level.
Well, time to go.
Time to go. You know, so I think part of that is setting people up to succeed. I mean, if you can give to a person who's stuck in a dysfunctional cycle, if you can give to that person a positive interaction with you by getting out before things get, kind of hinky, or, you know, meeting with them not in a big family dog pile, but in the isolated circumstance where you can focus on one another, if you can give that person the confidence that this can be positive, then they're not drinking to alleviate that fear that they won't be able to be positive.
I think it's a great point, and Jed, I think that's a fantastic way to look at this, because we should acknowledge that some of what we're telling our friend who is not the drunk dysfunctional in this situation to do is to sacrifice what they get out of this interaction.
Yeah.
And it's fair to point out that that kind of sucks in some ways, but I think what Glenn is telling us, what I'd love to get you to expand on, is making this effort and, you know, kind of letting your idea of this really warm, Christmas card kind of thing die, but putting these structures in place, these strategies in place, will give you a better outcome for yourself, too.
No doubt about it. You're not going to have a Hallmark Christmas, and we're sorry for that. You deserve to have it, and it's not going to happen this year, and we're sorry. We really are. Your dad is probably not in a place to give a whole lot of love and affection right now, unfortunately. But you can still communicate love to him, and that's worth doing, and you will find that rewarding your own self if you do it. So Glenn said, and he's right, set him up to succeed. If he's got a drinking problem, what if we say, we're going to do a nice brunch a couple days before Christmas and take you to the IHOP? It's going to be great. We'll have pancakes. We'll have sausage. Turns out they don't serve liquor there, and certainly not at 1 in the afternoon. So we'll have ourselves a nice brunch. We'll hang out. We'll, reminisce about the good times such as they were. I'll wish you a Merry Christmas, and then I'll be on my merry way. Your dad will receive that as love, and he will know that he had an interaction with you without embarrassing himself, which he will feel good about. You will feel good about that in turn, and that's a Merry Christmas, everyone.
We'll be right back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Paper thin.
this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Bah humbug.
See, you said it in a happy way, but it's not a happy thing to say, so I'm confused. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Humbug bah.
Okay.
It's getting very deconstructionist here. That's very right. Late at night.
That's right.
We continue to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my dad is a drunk and has issues. I don't know how to handle Christmas with him. What do I do? And we certainly discussed some good strategy. And, you know, everybody has the things they do to get by at Christmas. Some people, you know, like to spike their drink with a little whiskey. We like to spike it with a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
As we've mentioned, Glenn, the people may have picked up that Christmas is not your favorite time of year.
Right.
And that comes from a long time of dealing with a lot of other people's issues at Christmas.
Yeah.
A lot of them family, and what do you tell folks to get through that?
Well, if you're dealing with somebody who has an addiction issue, there's going to be a certain amount of sort of excuse-making that turns into scapegoating other people. Mm-hmm. So you acting the way you are is the reason why I have to drink. You know, here's the thing on that is you start getting it in your mind, well, if I could misbehave him into drinking, then that means maybe I could behave him into stopping the drinking. And that's where the logic starts to break down. It doesn't work that way. I mean, drunks are going to drink because they're drunk. And so we have to find ways of separating off the reality. They have to take responsibility for their own choices. We have to do the same. So we're not putting it on us. I got to fix this guy in this situation. Changing people and changing people's hearts, that's kind of God's business. And we want to let God be God, let him handle that. Focus on ourselves, our own boundaries, our own happiness, and let that transformation happen outside of ourselves.
For sure. Jed, what would you add to that?
Well, you know, in a sense, that's actually what Christmas is all about. What we believe Christmas is about is we have problems too big for us to solve, that we need God to solve them. I just can't. And that Christmas is the moment where God said, I got you. I will hook it up. I will solve it. And that applies to problems big and small. That applies to stuff like your dad. It applies to other problems in your life. It applies to broader problems in the world. But Christmas is a time to remember that God sees the hard stuff you're dealing with, your dad and everything else. He sees it, and he cares about it, and he has a plan for it. He has a plan to do something about it. He has a plan to bring peace and joy and hope into your life. That's what Christmas is about. And that there's a part for us to play in the work that God is doing, but it's his work, and that means we can relax. We can get some peace, we can get some serenity, and let him take care of it, because that's what Christmas is all about.
We will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Love.